Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The NFL playoffs continue this weekend with the divisional round of the postseason. And the Los Angeles Rams are moving on after their victory in Seattle last week, which must have been super sweet, knowing that they are divisional foes with the Seahawks and that defense came to play, and Jared Goff with an injured thumb ended up doing enough to also lead the Rams into the next round of the playoffs. A member of the Los Angeles Rams Ring of Honor, a seven-time Pro Bowl defensive end. He's a member of the all-decade team of the NFL of the 1970s, and simply put, one of the toughest SOBs that ever played. Joining us, Jack Youngblood this morning. Jack, good morning. How are you?
Better than we deserve, brother. Better than we deserve.
It is great to have you finally on the show. I've been looking forward to this since I heard that you were booked on the show, and having the Rams back in the playoffs, fun for LA, fun for somebody like yourself. I'm sure Aaron Donald is just amazing. He's going to play this upcoming weekend. When you first got into the league, you played behind Deacon Jones, so you've seen one of the best ever to do it. How would you compare Aaron Donald to some of the best ever?
He can play on my team anytime he wants to. I mean, there's no question that that young man has got talent, and he's got an instinct about where that football is, and he goes and gets it. That's the difference in what he does, and what some of these other players do today. He reminds me a lot of Merlin Olsen,
yeah,
and Larry Brooks. I mean, he plays on their side of the ball. I can't talk about that more so than what it's really about. And he's not 100% this week, but he will make a difference in that front four.
You appreciate guys that play hurt. Goff did that. At quarterback, it's tough. He didn't have a lot of zip on the football last week, but he got the job done. What'd you think about Goff's performance in that spot?
You know, he's performed tremendously this year. He started out hot, and then they kind of backed off. They didn't have as many yards in the last part of the season, the second half. But he's a tough young man, and I like what he can. You know, he can chunk the thing down the road.
They get to play at Lambeau Field, so Los Angeles at Lambeau and Green Bay. What are your memories of playing at Lambeau during your time in the NFL?
You know, DA, I never played there.
Really?
No, we went to Milwaukee.
Oh, County Stadium.
Yeah, we went to Milwaukee twice, and you know, we missed something. I mean, that's a unique stadium, and it would have been fun to go there.
Yeah, Jack Youngblood is our guest this morning on the show. Tell me about Deacon Jones. I just want you to tell a story. I just want you to tell us about what it was like to come in as a rookie and to be on the same defensive line as him and to learn from him, because he's one of the greats ever and one of the biggest characters in NFL history.
With a capital C. Yes, when I got there, I was fortunate enough that that Deke and Merlin both were like big brothers to me. And someplace, you know, during that first year, Deacon came up and put his arms around me, and he said, "Son, you can play, but you got to let me teach you how to play." And I said, "I'm all ears. Trust me, I'm all ears." You know, and unfortunately, he tore something in his foot about the fifth or sixth ball game in that year, and then I had to fill those shoes. And you're talking about country come to town. I didn't know. I was scared to death because Merlin would have killed me if I hadn't taken care of, you know, if I hadn't done my job. But yeah, Deacon was one of a kind, and I loved that guy.
You were a first round pick at 71, so you didn't have any kind of young brashness to feel like, you know what, I got this thing figured out. I don't need to be taught anything by the old guys. You were immediately receptive to being taught things by those guys?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, playing in the SEC back in the 60s, you know, we didn't go across the Mississippi very much. And when I got drafted, and then they had a rookie camp, that was my first time, you know, in L.A. I didn't know who in the world L.A. was.
Really?
Who the Rams were, because we didn't get them on TV. Of course, there wasn't but three channels back then. But but we but yeah, I was literally country come to town. I didn't know what in the world, you know, was in front of me. In fact, quick story here. As we're starting to land, coming into LA, you know, there's a long glide path there, and I'm thinking to myself, it come to me. I went, I wonder what number I'm going to get. You know, I wonder what it, because I was 74 in Gainesville in the Gators. And as I walk into the locker room, that first moment, when I walked through the door, there was a jersey hanging on the first locker, and it was number 74, Olson. I went, well, I guess I'm not going to get that.
So you got 85, and it ends up being retired.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate. I've been blessed and with, you know, the capability of playing and those who I played with. I had some tremendous players, and I appreciated every one of them.
It's interesting. You say country come to town. So you were a small town guy. You played in Gainesville. You didn't know much about L.A., and yet you end up having an entire career, and you are a standout 7-time Pro Bowler, all-decade team player in Los Angeles. And so this is the swinging 70s. You guys are in the playoffs almost every year. You end up in the Super Bowl after the 79 season. So celebrity had been around you. Was that a difficult transition for you to make over the course of that decade, or did you end up figuring that out pretty well?
Well, you know, I was fortunate to have a lot of good people around me, to be honest, and show me the good and the bad and the evil that you can get into in L.A. But it was that's the issue, was that I had tremendous people around me. It wasn't so much what I figured out, you know, it was what those guys, you know, gave me a little something of themselves.
You guys had slammed your helmets against some great teams of the 70s of the NFC, the Cowboys, the Vikings. Year after year, you're trying to make it through, and you're falling just short. And in 79, it all comes together. You guys get through the NFC, get to a Super Bowl. It is played in Los Angeles, an amazing story. Before we get into your injury, what was it just like to finally get through what had always been the bugaboo for you guys in the 70s, the playoffs?
Yeah. You know, we had been in that situation of being in the championship game and in the divisional games year in and year out. You know, the first two were ugly. First 2 years I was there, it was ugly with Pro Throws team. But we came out of that when we got Chuck Knox. And so we were used to doing it. The funny thing, you know, I had that broken leg and I was the captain of the team, and I was determined that I was going to play and try to help my football team win this ball game. We're standing in the tunnel, and the cheerleaders used to line up in front of us, and you know, right before the national anthem. And they're introducing us, and the cheerleaders, the first one right in front of me, all of a sudden she fainted. She just fell over.
Really?
And I'm looking around, and everybody's going, "Oh my goodness gracious!"
Oh. And I look at
Ray Malavasi, our coach, and he goes, "Get out of here."
We got a game to play. Move her to the side.
Yeah, we got a game to play. We can't fool around with this girl.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, you know, famously, you played with a fractured left fibula. It is widely considered one of the toughest, gutsiest performances in sports history. You play a Super Bowl that way. And I'm just wondering, you were always known for playing through pain. Did you have a higher threshold for pain, or did you just have a bigger want that other players might not have had because you just can't play football in a fractured left fibula?
Yeah, I did have a way of controlling the pain aspect. For some reason, When we're not in the middle of a play, it would go away. If I'm getting ready to play, put my hand on the ground, it turned off the pain level, and then when the play's over, now it comes back. And I don't know whether that's just mental or physical or what it was, but it was it allowed me to be the captain of my football team and trying to help those, you know, my guys, you know, win the ball game.
Did you feel like you had to do that because it was a Super Bowl and because you were the captain?
I didn't have to, but I wanted to. Hmm. I wasn't about to go, you know, 16 games and then miss the big one. I wasn't about to do that. I was going to try to play and be a part of the defense.
You also played in the Pro Bowl, and that is unheard of.
I didn't play much.
But you still suited up and went on the field with a broken leg.
Well, I told him. The coach came up to me. He said, "What are you doing here?" I told him. I said, "You know, I've been all season long. I've been playing. I'm not about to miss this party."
That is amazing. You were a Pro Football Hall of Fame inductee in 2001, a College Football Hall of Famer as well, and you're working on behalf of a very cool company that has consistently kind of tried to put former players in positions of success after their careers are over, gridirongreats.org and Pork Rind Appreciation Day. And so tell us about your work with this company and what it has meant to you.
You know, Mike Ditka is, you know, he's known as a real tough guy, you know, and barking at people and all that, but that's not really Mike's heart. He tries to help retired players that that have injuries, which cause issues with your finances. I mean, in today's world, you don't go to the hospital and it's a free ride. It's very expensive and can be obliterating, to be honest. And Mike does a tremendous job with that. And we're doing this thing with Southern Recipe and Pork Rind Appreciation Day, you know, in the Super Bowl, and it's a great communication between us. We're seeing some really good stuff happen when the need is there.
That's fantastic. Gridiron Greats is a wonderful assistance fund for former great NFL players. GridironGreats.org is a place that you can go to learn more. And it's Pork Rind Appreciation Day. And, you know, you can always enjoy Southern Batch Pork Rinds, which is a great company. We've had them sent to us at the studio. I've had them. They're delicious. So it's very, very cool. And you can follow them on Twitter and at Instagram and at Facebook, Southern Recipe Small Batch, at Southern Recipe Small Batch. It is really, really cool. I know you got to run. I could do this for so much longer here, Jack, but it is so cool to catch up with you. Thanks so much, and hopefully we can do this again. This was awesome.
Anytime, DA.
Appreciate you. Thanks so much. Jack Youngblood has been called the perfect defensive end by Merlin Olsen, had been called one of the toughest opponents that he'd ever had to face by Dan Dierdorf. These are Hall of Famers and all-time greats saying this guy was the best. Jack Youngblood, one of the best pass rushers ever, Pro Football Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, and the ultimate tough guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.